It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Every girl is crazy about a sharp-dressed man, and the guy we're going to talk to right now really knows what to wear and what not to wear. He's Clinton Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
We're doing wonderfully. You are going to be in town tonight, 7 p.m., Anderson's Books in Naperville. It's actually at Wentz Concert Hall.
Yes.
And then tomorrow at DePaul University.
Yeah, right downtown at the Barnes & Noble Bookstore there. Yeah.
And Clinton, if I may, you have one of the greatest book titles in the history of book titles, and it is called I Hate Everyone Except You. What a beautiful title.
Thank you very much.
I love that.
You're probably wondering what that means.
Yes.
Well, I wrote a book of essays about the crazy things that happened to me over the course of my life, and not the typical celebrity memoir stuff, like some really super embarrassing things and some like super infuriating things and some really romantic things and some hilarious things. But the title, I Hate Everyone Except You, is about, it's that, you know those days when you're just like, everybody's being such a jerk, and you're just like, oh my God, I hate everybody. And then except your best friend who's there to listen to you. And
sure.
So that's kind of the idea behind the title, like, you're the one, you're the you in the you. When you're reading the book,
we all have Bill looked at me when you said that.
Because you just described every day for Wendy.
Well, no,
that's every
listen,
day.
I am a people person. I, honest to God, I will talk to strangers all day long. If I take a cab, I'll talk to the cab driver. But there are sometimes the people that mean the most to me let me down the most. I'm sorry.
Well, it sort of happens. You know, like, the problem is the world doesn't revolve around you as much as you would like it to, right? And we're all in our own little worlds, and so we're always getting sort of screwed over by other people. Sometimes not in huge ways, but sometimes little ways.
And sometimes the little ways bother me more than a big letdown, I gotta be honest
right.
with you.
Right. Clinton, we know that you're a fashion expert. You can't even dispute that. But that said, do you have any clothes that you put on and at some point you see yourself in a mirror and go, I'm a fashion expert, what am I wearing this for?
Yeah, well, on the weekends. I mean, basically, so I live in New York City and Connecticut, and then as soon as I'm done with work in New York, I get in my car and I drive up to Connecticut, and my house is in the woods, and so I have a whole wardrobe there that I would never be seen in public. In fact, sometimes I'm up there for 3 days, I don't even shower.
Oh.
So.
All right.
But I think we all kind of expected that, Clinton. I mean, you know, some people take a little breather every once in a while.
Yeah,
we know you're a human.
What Not to Wear was a hard show to do. Let me tell you, I liked clothes more before I did What Not to Wear than
really?
After. I mean, I still like them. I still believe in the power of them. Don't get me wrong. But, like, that show was hard to do. That was 10 years, 350 episodes.
Wow.
We shot 1 week for every episode that aired. So for 42 minutes of TV, you know, once you take out the commercials, we worked like 60 hours that week to make that happen. And I'm traveling all over the country convincing people that they look like crap when they thought they looked fantastic. You know, so it was a hard job. And then after a certain point, I'm like, ugh, I just want a break from fashion for a little while.
Listen, some of my friends listen to this show, so I cannot mention names, but I have a couple of friends, one whom I love to death, and she is the nicest person on earth. But if I go shopping with her and I try something on and say, how does this look? She can never tell me the truth. It's always kind of like, that looks great. And then I get home and I look in the mirror and I'm like, why did you let me buy that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so hard to tell somebody, especially, I do this to my husband all the time. I'll come in a room and I'll go, oh my God, how do you like my new blouse? I love it. And I can tell by his reaction, if he goes, that's great. But if there's any kind of pause whatsoever, I know. And then I say, tell me the truth. And he goes, I've seen things look better on you. And I really respect the truth.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, especially if you're asking for someone's opinion. They should be giving you their honest opinion. But a lot of people can't take the truth, like literally. You can't handle the truth.
Right.
But you know what? My whole point after What Not to Wear is this is the way I feel right now from the bottom of my heart. It doesn't matter what I think of what you're wearing. It does not matter one bit. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about what you're wearing, except you. Your clothes are meant to make you happy. And that's why sometimes when we have these people on What Not to Wear who dress like really freaky, like, you know, maybe like purple hair and, you know, like a clown shoes or whatever, sometimes they were so happy with their outfits that sometimes I really felt bad for telling them how terrible they looked because their self-esteem was just fine. You know?
Clinton Kelly is our guest. You know him from What Not to Wear. His new book is called I Hate Everyone Except You. He's appearing tonight at Anderson's, a big event in Naperville at the Wentz Concert Hall. Call Anderson's for tickets. AndersonBookshop.com for all your information. What's the biggest mistake and the most fixable mistake, Clinton, that you think most of us make? When you're just walking around town and you see most people, what's one easy thing that you go, if you just didn't do this or did more of this, you'd look much better?
Yeah, two things spring to mind. One, first of all, bad fit as sort of like an overall arching theme. Like when your clothes don't fit, it does not matter how much money you spent on them, because if they are too big, they look slumpy and dumpy on you. And if they're too tight, you look like you're busting out of your own clothes like a stuffed sausage. So you have to find clothes that fit no matter what price point you're buying them at. And the second thing is, like, there are so many great jeans out there in the world, like so much awesome denim. There is no reason for you to be wearing the dad jeans that, you know, the same jeans that guys wore in the 1990s. Like, jeans have progressed. So I see these dad jeans all the time. I just came in into the airport in O'Hare. I'm like, what are all these terrible jeans for? Like, what? Why are you wearing these awful, awful jeans? There's so many great ones out there. If your butt doesn't look good in a pair of jeans, you should not own them.
Now, can I ask you this? My daughters keep telling me no matter what shade of blue I get, it's not dark enough when it comes to the denim.
Yours
and the jeans
look still acid washed sometimes.
I have a lighter shade of blue because I have a light disposition, Wendy. That's why I want my jeans to reflect that. But is what they say true? Is
darker
the way to go?
Darker is generally better. It just looks a little bit more modern, to be honest with you. I mean, you can. Some people. How old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'll be 30 in November.
Add 20 to that.
All right. I'm between 30 and 50.
I was going to say, 60. If you're about 30, you could probably do the light wash jean that all the kids are wearing right now. But as you get a little bit older, sometimes the more polished denim looks better, like that darker wash.
Plus,
and
it just
looks...
You
can do a little bit of distressing, like a little distressing on the thigh, a little distressing in the, you know, the crotch.
Drag it up a little bit.
Wait, distressing in the crotch?
I'll do that all day long if you want.
The whiskering in the front by the pocket.
Oh, the whiskering. It looks like cat's whiskers. That's what that is, Bill. But doesn't a dark denim look a little dressier, for instance, for work, if you're going to throw a sport coat over it or even just a button down? Dark denim looks a little dressier.
Oh, it definitely is dressier. I mean, if you're going to be pairing it with a jacket, you should definitely be wearing dark denim. And dark denim is definitely more appropriate for, you know, office casual.
Yeah, all right. You sold me on that.
What about cargo shorts on a guy? Just got to ask.
I don't know. You know, they come in and out of style. It's like sometimes it really, like last season, I remember like 7 years ago, they were in. Then like a few years ago, they were like way out. And then they came kind of back in again last year in New York City. So I don't know about the cargo shorts, but anything, if you're going to do them, they have to be like, everything with men now is slim fit in the leg, as you've probably seen. All the trousers are much slimmer fit. So there are slim fit cargo shorts that that would be in, but those sort of wide leg cargos out.
And I've noticed that, and Kevin, our producer, is a young man. He's in his 30s, and you will be.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Okay, sorry. He's not even 30 yet. But I've noticed this on the younger men population. The shirts they wear are like 100% form-fitting. I mean, really. So if you wash that thing and throw it in the dryer, you're screwed.
Right, or you gain 5 pounds, you're screwed. Yeah, I mean, everything, it's so crazy that the silhouettes in menswear are so streamlined now. For the longest time, men were wearing everything so baggy, and now it's so it's so body conscious, right? Like, you feel like everybody can see, like, this is how women have felt for years. You feel like everybody's looking at every lump and bulge that you have.
Sure. Yeah. Clinton, what do you make of this? Every once in a while, I'll see a fashion expert, quote-unquote, on TV, and they'll go, this year's colors are blue and black, very popular this year. And then I say to myself, which year were blue and black not popular in? I don't remember that year.
It's so true, because I'm asked that question all the time. Like, what are the hot colors this season? I'm like, I honestly don't care. I really don't care. Whatever color makes you feel happy and whatever color looks good on you is the color to wear. If they say that mustard yellow is the color of the year, I got to tell you, about half the population looks like they got a liver condition when they wear mustard yellow. So
I was just going to ask you that, because I've seen gorgeous women, fair-skinned, dark-skinned, blonde, brunette, and I don't think anybody looks great in yellow at all.
Yeah, hard to sell that color.
It's a rough one. I mean, sometimes if you have like really, really pale skin can look, like beautiful pale skin can look great in yellow, and really dark skin can look great in yellow as well. But like sort of the in-betweens, not so much. If you have any red in your skin, man, that yellow makes the red look even redder.
It looks like a McDonald's arch, you know, the arches from McDonald's.
Right.
Totally.
Right. Clinton, do us a quick favor. Give us a celebrity or two, somebody in the public eye, maybe a politician, maybe an actor, that does it right, that whenever you see him or her, you say to yourself, boy, they know what they're doing. They dress for themselves. They know how to make everything look good on them.
Oh, wow, that's such a tricky one, because I'm so not into the celebrity thing. You know, it's funny, when you said politician, I was like, Paul Ryan actually dresses pretty well for a politician. Yeah, I would say that he's probably got the best style as far as male politicians go.
I would not have bet on that. But prior to that question, my guess was not that you were going to say Paul Ryan, but that's an interesting answer.
Yeah, I mean, I think he looks pretty good. His suits are pretty modern.
What about Michelle Obama? Everybody says she's snappy dresser.
Michelle Obama looks fantastic.
I do too.
I love her. That she's got a very clear sense of style.
Gets criticized, though, Clinton, because almost everything she wears, no sleeves, and I hear people criticize her for that, but I like that.
She has the best arms ever.
Yeah, she does.
Seriously, if I had those arms, I would never wear sleeves. And I'd walk out in Chicago right now sleeveless if I had those arms.
All right.
Clinton Kelly's new book is called I Hate Everyone Except You. He is going to be at Anderson's tonight, 7 p.m. in Naperville. It's actually at Wentz Concert Hall. You can call Anderson's for tickets or go to andersonsbookshop.com. And then tomorrow at DePaul University, 1 East Jackson Boulevard. And you said that's a Barnes & Noble?
I'm pretty sure it's a Barnes & Noble there. That's what I've heard.
All right. Well, that's tomorrow at 2. You can go to Clinton's page, his webpage at clintonkelly.com. You don't have to go into details, but I look forward to reading about your hatred for Paula Deen in this book.
Oh,
wait a minute. I never said hate.
Dislike? Can we go with dislike?
She was rude to me on the Chew,
and
it kind of ruined my day. Just because, and I let her get under my skin, and I was mad about that. It would be a strong word.
All right, I'll retract that or redact it.
Redacted. But you know, that's one of the stories in there. That it was just, it was a bad day caused by something she said. But the moral of the story was like, don't let other people get under your skin. You know, because it really doesn't matter. Like, why do I care what she thinks of me?
Because it hurts. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, you get people that criticize you once in a while, and you know that that's a big world. And for everyone who's saying something bad, there are maybe 10 people who are saying something good. But every once in a while, you'll hit that mood where you can't deal with it.
I think that's what it is. You know, it's like she just caught me at the wrong time, and I'm in the wrong place, especially in a public place. But, you know, life is a series of stories. We all have our stories, you know, and that's the thing. We're all a collection of embarrassing moments. We're all a collection of moments that just made us so angry we could literally kick something. And we're all, you know, and moments of love and happiness and friendship. And that's why I wrote this book. I wanted to show everybody, like, just because I have a job on television does not mean that I am unlike anybody else out there. I've had all the same sort of things that you've had in your life, and a lot of people have said it's laugh out loud funny, so I'm proud of that.
Good. Again, Clinton's book is called I Hate Everyone Except You, although Paula Deen's version is I Hate Everyone Including You, but that's a separate story. Clinton, great to talk to you. Welcome to Chicago, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, guys. It's great to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to read it. Thanks so much, Clinton.
Thank you.
That's Clinton Kelly. A couple chances to see him again. Anderson's tonight or at DePaul University tomorrow. AndersonsBookshop.com has your information. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.